You ever had a run-in with an animal? I mean, we've had this conversation on the show before, like those wild animal run-ins sort of things.
I can't say that I've personally experienced that.
Right. This is a setting the bar story, though, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without being trapped in your house because of angry geese, you're doing okay.
We're trapped in our house? We can't go out at all?
Listen, Jory's in college.
Oh, okay.
And a bunch of college kids up there in Canada. They were trapped in a house for days.
Terrorized. Days?
Because
we didn't leave for days.
There were angry geese.
Oh, no.
That had taken over their street.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
A gang of geese is like, nope.
Yeah.
You stay inside, punks.
Yeah. So for around a week, these geese were attacking anyone who would go outside. And I don't know if you've, you know, we have geese around here.
Sure.
I don't know if you've ever gotten close to a geese and they've hissed at you.
Well.
Or they like flap their wings and they start to like walk towards you.
We had a ton of geese at the pond down the street at a house, you know, we lived in for 14 years. Never, ever saw any aggressive behavior from these geese. They're just all like, how you doing?
Yeah.
Pooped all over the path, but that was about the most problematic they were.
So here, I have audio of some of these geese attacking these college students.
Okay.
And then Jory talking about all of it.
A week now, we can't even leave our house. It's crazy. We never thought this would happen, just thought there were two geese, and all of a sudden now the dad is angry. He's flying at everyone.
Old
people, kids, us. We've also just been sitting at our window in our living room just watching these geese attack people.
Oh goodness. For a week.
Right.
So did she say two? There were two geese. Dad's mad.
Yeah.
Daddy Goose is upset.
Now, I know, like, I have been on a jog before and with the dog, and usually if I've got the dog with me, the geese won't, they'll leave me alone.
They understand it's not a fair fight.
They're like, you know what? Don't want smoke from no dog.
Exactly.
But there was one, I was running recently on Eastern Parkway and you were running across like this bridge and there were two geese that were sitting posted up blocking the bridge. And I'm approaching and I'm like, better get out, geese.
And they're looking at you like, nope, not today, son.
I know. And they were just kind of looking. And then one of them, I had to kind of slow down and almost stop. One of them started hissing and flapping its wings. And I'm like, okay.
That was a strongly worded message.
Someone is going to move. I can't get around you without going across this bridge. And so the dog.
You're like, I'm faster.
Well, and the dog finally like made like a little like, and the birds.
They're like, all right.
They're
fine.
Like, fine,
right, fine,
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 fine. Got it. So maybe they just need a.
Maybe they need a dog. Yeah, maybe they need a dog
to negotiate on their behalf.
I don't know.
Oh, bless their hearts, though.
Yeah, I know. Like. That's
what. So how were they eating? Because you know they had to be like door dashing things, right?
Yeah, and then
they're in college.
And
they're
then
not cooking full meals for
and
a
then
week
as
for
a person who's delivering the food, then it's like, what do you do?
Were they being
like,
attacked?
Hey, will you drop it by the back door instead of the front door? Because there are some geese. I don't know. It's wild. Anyways, we'll post up the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on X.
Did they have to call animal control to get freed from the gang of geese?
Yeah, I don't know how it got resolved.
Oh, so there's no closure to this story.
They might still be trapped to this day.
Should we start a GoFundMe?
No, they don't need a GoFundMe.
Okay.
They just need someone to go shoo the geese away.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
There you go. That's your setting the bar story.
Bless their hearts, though.
Yeah, on 99.7 DJX. Now, if those geese were their pets, I'll tell you how it could be worth $90,000.
Well, that's a turn of events.
Yeah. Next, tell you how that all works out, math-wise.
Great.
On 99.7 DJX.